Alei Shur Chelik Beis Shin Tzadi Dalad at the top. Ve'af anachnu, we too. Avoidasenu b'leil haseder hi lagia l'de yitzias mitzang la'amitus atzmeinu k'vi yicholteinu. Avoidan on leil haseder is to reach the level of yitzias mitzayim and to reach our true selves, as we described above, to the extent of our ability. The Mishnah in Pesachim Perek Yud, b'chol doir v'doir chayav adam lirois etz atzmoi, in every generation, an individual is obligated to see himself as if he went out of Mitzrayim. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'yigad tol v'incha b'yim olimoyer, v'avu ze asa Hashem li b'tzeisi m'mitzrayim. Li, zoi nekudas ha-merkaz shel Haggadah. That's the central point. That's the pivot of the Haggadah. Mi she-sha'al, ma ha-avidah zis lochem. That individual asked, what is this avidah to you? Asa atzmei rasha. That's how the Haggadah characterizes him, lochem velo iloi. He emphasizes to you, not to him. Again, those terms from the Maharal that come up again and again. He took himself out of the klal. Kafar ba'ikar. We emphasize this word in the Pasuk. Hashem did for me. Ilu haya shem lo haya nig'al. The author continues, even if he is interested, even if he's curious and he's asking about the Avodah, if it's not directed to reach his true self, he cannot be redeemed. The source of this obligation to see oneself as if the individual himself left Mitzrayim, it's the well-known point that is expressed so clearly by the Ramchal in Derech Hashem Chelek Zayin Perek Zayin. Shoresh kulam hu seder shesidra chokhma ilyona. The root of the Chagim is this. Shekol tikun shenitkan ve'oir gadol shir bizman mehazmanim. Any great spiritual illumination, any perfection that occurred at any time in the past, b'shuv tekufas hazmano, when that time comes back, when that period of the year comes back, Ya'ir oleinu oir me'in hoir arishin. So there's an illumination similar, akin to that first original light. Uschudash toladas ha'tikun ha'u kafi shekiblu. And again, there's the influence of that tikun in that time. V'inei al pi ze nitztavinu b'chag ha'pesach b'chol inenim shenitztavinu. It's based on this idea, says Ramchal, that we are commanded on chag ha'pesach in all the aspects of it. Lezeche yetzias mitzah, because it's a reenactment almost of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It happens again. Seeing that that original Pesach was such a tremendous perfection, such a great step, it was established, when that time comes again, when that part of the year, Nisan, comes around again, we are subject to a similar light, spiritual light, of course, that illuminated then. And once again, the effects of that tikkun come to us. That's what we're obligated to do, those things which are, which can lead one to be Yoytze Mimitzayim. The author continues, the property of Leila Seder is Shegam Anachnu Yechonim Yosbo Yoytze Mimitzayim Mamash. A person can be literally Yoytze Mimitzayim. It's on this foundation that the entire Haggadah is built. The Gemara in Pesachim Kuftus Tes Zayin says, Chacham b'nei she'aloi. The child asks the question. V'im einu chacham ishtoi she'altoi. Or his wife asks the question. V'im lav hu she'el atzmoi. If he's by himself, he must ask the questions by himself, to himself. V'afilu she'enet talmidei chachamim she'yed'in b'ilchois ha'pesach, she'elin ze lezeh. Even if at the Seder are two talmidei chachamim who know the halachois very well, they are required to ask one another. This is also in Paskin, in Tu Shulchan Aruch Tav Ayin Gimel. Lama tzarich davka lishel velo maspik b'kias velimud ha'agadah. Why is it necessary to ask? Why isn't it sufficient to read, to study the Haggadah? Bo ur'e chagmarad ureshes pasuk, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tav Tzadi Gimel, on the following pasuk. Vayan echad mehane'arim vayomer. He said, Hine ra'isi ven le'ishai b'salachmi. He's talking about David HaMelech. Asso a son of Yeshai, Yedea Nagen v'Gibor Chai. Literally, he's a musician, Yedea Nagen v'Gibor Chai, very mighty. The Gemara says on a deeper level, Yedea Nagen sheyedea lishael, or lishoil. He knows how to ask. Gibor sheyedea leashiv. He also is capable of answering. There must be some connection here between the literal meaning of the pasuk and what Chazal are darshaning, and this is what the author expresses. Malin ginai miyedi alishoil. Why does the pasuk here link knowledge of music, proficiency in music, with the ability to ask? Again, the drosh is not random. It's not something that's arbitrary. If the pasuk says yodei nagen, he knows how to play music, and the Gemara says that's related to the ability to ask, there must be some connection. Because music is an expression of an emotion that is stimulated. In truth, this is really the concept of being stimulated to ask. In order to ask, a person has to be stimulated. One can't be completely apathetic. An apathetic person doesn't ask questions. He has to be, to some extent, interested. This is the answer to our question above. This is the concept of Haggadah, which is structured around questions. The desire here is to be redeemed on this night. Geula has to begin with a spiritual awakening. A person who does not awaken himself and stimulate himself towards that process cannot be redeemed. The person who does make that effort and does awaken himself can sense that it is relevant to him. As Hashem li, the pasuk says, Bavuz as Hashem li. Vinei, riyositze mitzam, to be a person who's leaving Mitzrayim, ve'af b'malach ha'penimi she'te'anu le'il, especially according to this inner dimension that we described above in the previous section, hi madrega ne'ir ra'a. We're talking about a very high level, awesome level. Hallo zo mamash lipagesh im Shechina, as we described it in the previous session, it's an encounter with the Shechina. Eich anachnu ketanei hadoreis yecholim afilo lachshev an devarim gedolim kaeli. How can we even think about such great and profound matters? Hallo bechol avodasenu b'midos v'ashamayim, throughout the sefer, throughout the entire avoda of years, Madrich v'isanu aklal, we always guarded by the rule sheish leches leat leat, that we take very small steps, very gradual. V'lasuk rak b'dvarim ktanim, we only deal with small exercises, very gradual and the slow steps. Kitzad nikpoitz b'leila seder ad l'madrigos elyonos. How can it be that on leila seder we jump all the way to supreme levels of pgishay mashchina? Rashi yadrich v'isanu b'zer. Rashi on parashas boi. The pasuk says, "Vekacha tichlu oisoi," an instruction about eating the korban Pesach. Mosnechem chagurim, your hips, yeah, ready, girded. Na'alechem v'raglechem, wearing shoes. Umakelchem b'yadchem, your staff in your hand. V'achaltem oisoi b'chipazein, Pesach olashem. Eat it in haste. It is a Pesach. Rashi explains, "Hakorbanu karui Pesach al shem hadilug v'apesicha shakadosh baruch hu medaleg batei Yisrael miben batei Mitzrayim." So the korban is called Pesach because of the skipping. Kadosh Baruch Hu skips the houses of Yisrael, mibein batei Mitzrayim, v'koyfetz mimitzi lemitzi, so to speak, jumping from mitzi to mitzi, v'Yisrael emtzeinim latin, the Yisrael in the middle is left alone. V'atem asu kol avodasav l'shem shamayim derech bilug u'kfitza, Rashi says, you must do all these avodas l'shem shamayim in the same manner, emulating Kadosh Baruch Hu by way of skipping and jumping. Zeichel ishmo shikui Pesach, is a memorial to Pesach. And this is the answer to that question. Beleil ha-seder ha-kadosh baruch hu medaleg al harim mekapetz el ha-gva'is. On leil ha-seder ha-kadosh baruch hu, this is now a paraphrase of the pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Kadosh baruch hu skips over the mountains, jumps over the hills, lig'oil es Yisrael, in his rush to redeem Yisrael, umdaleg berachamim bat Yisrael, and in the meantime skipping with his compassion over the abodes of Yisrael. Vegam bnei Yisrael tufsim b'midazei. Bnei Yisrael on this night emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asis avidas l'al Pesach der dilug u'kfitza. As an exception, the avoid of l'al Pesach is davka by means of jumping, of going to much, much higher levels than normal. V'zeu ha'l'shem shamayim b'avidazei. That's what Rashi there speaks about. Asu avidasav l'shem shamayim. V'inei ba'she he'arazu mischadeshes mishana l'shana b'leil ha'seder. Since this illumination, this spiritual force is renewed year to year in Leil HaSeder, as we explained using the words of the Ramchal, gam kol shana HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol medaleg el harim mekapetz el gvoyis. Every year HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is skipping over the mountains, jumping over the hills. ולכן גם היום העבודה בלילה זה היא דרך דילוג וקפיצה. Even today, even in this generation, the avoida on this night is by way of skipping to levels that normally we would shudder about even thinking about. עד כמה שבכל ימי השנה נזהרים מקפיצות בעבודת השם. Despite the fact that throughout the rest of the year, we are very wary, very careful of skipping and jumping, as we said above, that our avoida is slow, gradual, moderate steps. Ki, as the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Memte says, Yachol kol harotze likpoitz kofetz. You think that anyone who just wants to jump to high levels can do that? Talmud yakar, ma yakar chasdecha Hashem. It's very, very precious and very... Not anyone who just wants to jump levels can do that. Ach beleil hiskadei shachag. On this night, dafka this night of Pesach, mutalanu likpoitz. It's permitted. Ulis avois lemedagois elyonois shel hashra'as shechina b'seichenu. To desire supreme levels of the presence of the Shekhinah among us, v'liyos nigali mikol shi'abud nochim, to be redeemed from any trace whatsoever of shi'abud, liyos ach v'rak avdei Hashem kol yamim bli shum shi'urin, to be just avdei Hashem, again without any trace of anything else, b'kdusha of tahara. That's permitted on this night. Zoi avodesav lechol shamayim. That's what Rashi means them there above in Parashas Boi, v'atem asu kol avodesav lechem shamayim. Hava nishkach mikatnusenu belayla ze. On this night, let's forget our smallness. When is avelius yitzei mitzrayim biyad rama, and yearn to be yitzei mitzrayim, as the pasuk says, it's biyad rama, which Rashi explains, bigvura gvuha mefusemis, with complete, open, public gvura might. Devukim bevorei kol olamos Elokei Yisrael, attached, bonded to the creator of all worlds. Im nasig olay, whether we attain this or not. אבל נהיה כמהים ונחשפים לזה, at the very least to yearn for this, to desire this. זהו ליל שימורים של חג המוצאות, the Torah itself calls it ליל שימורים, ויעוס לזה, and therefore it's again appropriate, שהחלק השני של ליל הסדר, the second part, the latter part of ליל הסדר, after we finish the formal הגדה, הוא שיר השירים. It's appropriate that we then go on to שיר השירים, שבו היא מסרפס הכלל ישראל על דודי סברך, where כלל ישראל reclines on its beloved. עד כאן.